If you take a right on Main Street in Bagley, and in a mile or so, take a left on 46, you will come across what has been called the best-kept secret in the area. Farm by the Lake is a small retreat center on Lake Lamond that is run by two creative caretakers, Don Leffler and Marty Cobenese.
We both were kind of fed up with where we were at and what we were doing and needing a change. And he brought home this newspaper ad and said, "What do you think of this?" And so we came and looked. And no, it's actually a nonprofit. So it has a board of directors and it's always run as a nonprofit. So the ad was for caretakers. And so we've kind of become the everything: caretakers, executive directors, event program organizers, you name it, we kind of do it. I think at the time that we were hired, they were looking for somebody to put it back on the map because it had gone down to not too many people knowing that it still existed. Refound it, and we have guests here year-round all the time now. So,
Don grew up in Wisconsin, but moved to Bemidji in the sixth grade. Marty grew up in Pinewood, Minnesota. They were junior high sweethearts who found each other again later in life.
We actually met, I suppose, in junior high. Had a little junior high dating thing at that point that went on with the rest of our lives. We both got married to other people, had separate lives, and then both got divorced and found each other again, I guess you could say.
Farm by the Lake was actually one of two farms owned by Richard Davids. Davids was a naturalist, a writer, and a lecturer, and a man who cared about the land.
Oh, what it is. It is a environmental and healing retreat center. It was originated in 1983 by a man named Richard Davids. He bequeathed it to be a nonprofit at the time. He knew he was dying, and he wanted it to remain what it was. Back then, it was a lot of environmental stuff, conservation stuff. They did things like bird tagging and tree grafting and all kinds of awesome things. Apparently, colleges from California came out here to learn how to tree graft. So I wish I would have met him. He was a very, very interesting man. And we did, before we took the job, we actually went to the Clearwater Historical Society and took out all the archives and researched the family and Richard. And
went to China. One of his books that is called The Lords of the Arctic. He wrote it, and there's a photographer that went with him, but it's about the polar bears. How to Talk to Birds is probably his most famous book, which is still being used in classrooms that we have found out.
Farm by the Lake was once visited by people all over the country who came to study nature and experience the forest. Over the years, it had lost some of its vibrancy. The nonprofit board wanted to stir some new life into the retreat center and took on Marty and Don as, well, caretakers.
I think we kind of came to relax and unwind ourselves and get away from the hustle and bustle. But as we've gone along, we've created the hustle and bustle.
And then as our ideas grew, we do less relaxing. Last year, I think we got out in our kayaks about 3 times.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm at the Farm by the Lake with Don Leffler and Marty Cobenese. In just over 4 years, those ideas have jumped off the drawing board and put Farm by the Lake on the map once again. Summer concerts, a winter storytelling series, programs for youth and students, even a bit of Halloween and Christmas fun.
When we first moved here, I'm kind of a writer, I guess. I'm a published poet. So when I first saw, and especially the sleeper cabin was my favorite. I said, that's the perfect writing cabin, and I want to live there. But I didn't get to live there. Other people get to rent it out. But that's how I kind of envisioned this place, as a great writing retreat. And so on that note, we started thinking about the storytelling after we went to an event, and with the Native American history, stories are told in the winter. And so I said, well, we have all these concerts going on in the summer. Let's do it in the winter. Yeah, and we do, you know, we do other things. We have a wreath-making class at Christmas time that we do every year. Halloween, a sweet treat shelter for the kids. We get local businesses to set up in the picnic shelter, and we hand out candy to the kids, and we all dress up, and it's a great time. The thing is we've got more ideas than we have time or financing. It's a long road to keep things going and bring on new stuff.
Dawn and Marty may have gotten more than they bargained for, but it is obvious that being there puts their combined skills to good use and provides so much more for the surrounding area.
I think years ago they had some music on the grounds, but not to the extent that we do now. I think it was more of a science-based environmental conservation place than it was the arts.
The farm is not huge, only 100 acres, but has that woodsy quality that makes you want to relax instantly. A perfect place for a wedding, a reunion, or a retreat.
Well, we have 2.5 cabins, I like to say. Two full-size cabins. They both sleep 9 people. Fully equipped, you know, with everything that you need. And then our half is basically a sleeper cabin that sleeps 5 people, and it doesn't have a bathroom or a kitchen. So it's kind of a glamping.
Glamping? What's that mean?
Glamorized camping now.
Yep, the secret is getting out big time. And for Marty and Dawn, well, who can resist hanging out and watching a movie with a flying squirrel?
2016 storm, we lost about 150 trees on the property. And so there was a hole in the roof that we didn't pay much attention to because, you know, the rain wasn't coming in. We were doing all this cleanup, and we were watching TV one night, and all of a sudden, there was this, we didn't know what it was, sitting on the back of the couch. And it ended up being a flying squirrel. And it was watching TV with us. I swear it was.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.